I want to switch subject here. I want to talk about something that I am investigating myself and with several of my researchers, something that I find extraordinarily disturbing and something that come hell or high water, you need to know about. And I'm going to leave it at that for now because I'm not deep enough into it. But something came out in The Guardian yesterday that I think you need to hear. I find this extraordinarily disturbing. It is coming from the right. And all of the people that are involved in this, I will make it a personal mission to expose them and what they are doing to this country. There is a there is an effort afoot on the right that is insidious, trying to get us to break up and balkanize our country. And one of the guys who is one of the leaders of it is a guy named Charles Haywood. He is the creator of the Society for American Civic Renewal. And he has said on several occasions that he would serve as a warlord at the head of an armed patronage network. Now, you're going to dismiss some of these things because it'll be the first time most Americans will have heard about this. Do not dismiss this. And I'm paying great attention to it and will expose all involved. The founder and sponsor of a far-right network of secretive, men-only, invitation-only fraternal lodges in the U.S. is a former industrialist who frequently speculated about his future as a warlord after the collapse of America. The federal and state tax company filing shown the Society for American Civic Renewal and its creator, Charles Haywood, also have financial ties with the far-right Claremont Institute. SACR's most recent IRS filing names Haywood as the national organization's principal officer. Other filings identify three lodges in Idaho, in Boise, Coeur d'Alene and Moscow, and another in Dallas. SACR's public-facing presence is confined to a slick one-page website advertising the organization's goal as a civilizational renaissance and a society with strong leadership committed to family in culture. The site claims that it is raising accountable leaders to help build thriving communities and free citizens. It condemns those who rule today, say they are corrupt and have corrupted the sinews of America, alienate men from family, community and God, and promises to counter and conquer this poison. This might sound OK to some people right now going, yeah, well, that is happening. Yeah. The problem is what they plan on doing once America has broken up, once they convince you that we can no longer be together as a nation and they balkanize us. Their plan is not for an American renewal. It is not about renewing our covenants with God, renewing our covenants that we took in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Declaration of Independence. This is a combination of Dugin, Alexander Dugin in Russia, and his fourth political theory, some crazy whacked out Christian theory, and Nazism, I'm convinced. Schmittism, I think you would call it. Schmitt was a philosopher in the 1920s who talked an awful lot like this. And then when Hitler came to power, he was like, oh, this is great. Yeah, no, not great. Not great. It is absolutely destructive and it will kill us. And it is infiltrating everything. It is infiltrating everything. And I am aware of many of the places that it is infiltrated. There will be no hiding. But it is in our churches, it is in our media, it is everywhere. On his personal website, The Worthy House, where he styles himself a maximum leader, Haywood has written that the sale of his company made him rich beyond his dreams of avarice. And now, as he has cleared and said and been featured on Claremont Institute podcasts like The American Mind, that he is now going to run something that have lodges. He has incorporated his group SA. CR as a domestic run profit nonprofit in Indiana, and the IRS shows that he was approved as a nonprofit fraternal organization. So it's like some very, very creepy moose lodge, I think. And they are making these secret lodges all around the country. I don't even know. Is this so you can did they do this, the lodge thing, so they could make everybody look like a conspiracy theorist when they talk? Oh, is this the one with the they wear the horns at night and howl at the moon in their lodge? Or do they think that's not creepy? That's just, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea why you would put lodges in secret lodges into your mix other than to be able to say that's crazy. One idea he's repeatedly raised on his website is that he might serve as a warlord at the head of a network defined as an organizing device in conditions where central authority has broken down, in which the world's warlord's responsibility is short and long term protection, military and otherwise, of those who recognize his authority and act in part at his behest. The possibilities involving violence. Haywood writes, include more or less open warfare with the federal government or some subset and remnant of it. Do not take this lightly, please. Just in the beginning of my, I took it lightly 2 months ago, and I have been doing research for 2 months, very careful research, and you will understand why. At some point, I will share all of it when we have everything buttoned down. But I will tell you, this is significant, and it is going cloaked in many, many places. And if you ask any of the people that know about this and involved with this, they will give you the same bullcrap answer. That's not what they're saying. That's not what I've never heard him say that before. That's not what's going on. It is what's going on. Be very careful on who you stand with and who you choose to join. Please let the Spirit be your guide. There are false prophets among us.